Milo's Pro Rewards members, go big during Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. Buy more and save more with up to 20% off job site essentials like primed finger joint boards when you spend $3,000 or more. Plus, get up to 25% off PVC DWV pipes when you spend $250 or more. Shop Pro Savings Days at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 123. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Hello, word nerds. Welcome to another episode of The Dictionary. I am your host, Spencer, and I am reading this book until I cannot do it anymore. And then, you know, we talk about the stuff. The first word in this episode is dex, D-E-X, the very first of the D-E-X words, and there won't be a whole lot. All the words in this episode are D-E-X, and then we have a few in the next episode as well. And there may or may not have been a guest in the previous episode. I'm not sure if that's going to happen or not. Yeah, dex, D-E-X, noun from 1961. It is the sulfate of dextroamphetamine. Are we going to see dextroamphetamine in here? Is it in tomorrow's episode? Yes, it is. Dextroamphetamine. So the sulfate of that is just dex. The sound effect shall be wee wee wee. The next word is all caps D-E-X-A, abbreviation for dual energy X-ray absorptiometry. Absorptiometry, or is it absorptiometry? Not sure how they say that word. DEXA. What do they use DEXA in? Something with X-rays and it's got double the energy or dual energy. Maybe we'll put a link in the show notes for DEXA. The next word. Wee wee wee. Dexamethasone. Dexamethasone. Noun from 1958. A synthetic glucocorticoid C22, H29, F05. Used especially as an anti-inflammatory agent. Dexamethasone. What is this from? Let's see. Well, DEXA is a blend of DECA and HEXA, and then there's methyl, and then there's A, which is perhaps from pregnane, which is a parent compound of corticoid hormones, and then the sone, like in cortisone. So they just, there's one, two, three, four portions to this word. Don't know what it is. Anti-inflammatory agent. Makes less inflammation. Next. Wee wee wee. Dexedrine or Dexedrine with a capital D. This is a trademark and it is used for a preparation of the sulfate of dextroamphetamine. It's the second time we have seen that word already in this episode. Dexedrine helps to make the dextroamphetamine. The next word. Wee 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 oo. Dexfenfluramine. The second syllable is emphasized. Dexfenfluramine. Dexfenfluramine. I like to say that word. Dexfenfluramine. This one is a noun from 1987. The dextrorotatory form of fenfluramine, formerly used to treat obesity, but withdrawn due to its association with heart valve disease. And it says compare to fenfen, which is F-E-N hyphen P-H-E-N. I have heard of this. Never knew that it was dexfenfluramine. But yeah, it's maybe it helped people lose weight, but I have my issues with taking drugs for something like that. Especially when they're going to cause heart valve disease. That's just not a good thing. Nobody wants that. Nope, not at all. I think the very first thing to try, if you need to lose weight, if you want to lose weight, is to change your diet. First and foremost, change your diet. Get rid of the soda pop. Minimize the sugar. Minimize the carbs, probably. Also, bring in more veggies. Minimize or completely cut out the dairy. Minimize or completely cut out the meat. Oh, there's lots of things. Those are the biggest. Drink more water, eat more veggies and beans and things. Yep. I shall take any excuse to do that. And then, of course, exercise. Get that heart rate going up. Work on those muscles, the muscles. The next word. Wee-oo. Dexies. D-E-X-I-E-S. Noun from 1956. This is slang. I was wondering if this might be slang. It is tablets or capsules of the sulfate of dextroamphetamine. I don't know anything about dextroamphetamine. We've seen it three times already. Can't wait to see what it says in tomorrow's episode. So, as we saw, the very first word in this episode was dex. It is the sulfate of dextroamphetamine. And so I guess if people are taking capsules or tablets or pills of that, they're taking the dexies. Have you taken your dexies today? Nope, I still gotta take my dexies. Yeah, I don't know. Because amphetamine is in the name, I'm gonna guess this is might not be something that people should be taking except ordered by a doctor. The next word. Wee-oo. Dexter. D-E-X-T-E-R. Abbreviation, no, adjective. My brain did some things there. It's an adjective from 1562. 1. Relating to or situated on the right. Interesting. The etymology does not say what I thought it might say. We'll get there. Don't worry. Number 2. Being or relating to the side of a heraldic shield at the right of the person bearing it. So somebody's holding on to a shield, and then if they're holding it on their right side, relating to the side of the heraldic shield at the right of the person. So maybe a person has two shields. Don't know why they would need two shields, unless they're a pacifist and they're not going to go attack anybody with a sword. But so they got a shield. The shield that's on the right side, I guess, is the Dexter shield, the Dexter heraldic shield. Maybe? But it's talking about the side of the shield. So is the right side of the shield, I don't know. Maybe the left side of the shield is something different. That's a little confusing. Dexter is also an adverb. So it says that this is a Latin word. It is akin to the old High German word zesso, which means situated on the right. Also from the Greek dexios. But it doesn't say that the Latin word, I think, means right or on the right. We are going to see that in a different word coming up. I'm not sure why they wouldn't put it on this word. But maybe they're like, they'll get it in the next couple of words. So we're going to put some old High German information in here. The next word. Yeah, well, so we're here. We could talk about it. And I've mentioned this before. Dexter, from the show Dexter, I think he was named Dexter because he is doing the thing that is right, that is good. Well, if you don't know, he kills the bad people. He doesn't kill the good people, he kills the bad people. So he is the right kind of person that we want to be killing people. He's the right kind of serial killer. So he's Dexter. Oh, we love you, Dexter. Will there be more? Not sure. Maybe with somebody else and not you. The next word. Dexterity. Dexterity. Noun from 1518. 1. Mental skill or quickness. And the synonym is adroitness. It's much more fun to say dexterity. Adroitness is kind of a weird word. But maybe that's fun to say too. mental skill or quickness. I, as you can tell, I do not have the dexterity of the brain more often than not because I cannot think of the right words to say. Even though my brain does know them, I just can't pull them out of nowhere. Number two, readiness and grace in physical activity, especially skill and ease in using the hands, as in manual dexterity. I think I'm okay with manual dexterity, but I am not the most physically graceful person, so, you know, I don't think I really have the physical dexterity either. This is, it's a very similar etymology, but it's, this is different than the right. This is how dexterous you are. Ooh, I just gave you a sneak peek at the next word. So the etymology, it still says it's from the Latin dexter, but it doesn't really say a whole lot more than that. Why is this about your adroitness or your readiness or your grace? How is that related to the word right? I don't know. Maybe we'll learn in this next one. Wee wee oo wee. Dexterous or dexterous. Dexterous. So it's dexterous, or you can take out the E, so that's dexterous. Adjective from 1609. 1. Mentally adroit and skillful. Synonym is clever, as in her dexterous handling of the crisis. She was very good and cool and did her job very well and was very clever and probably creative in how she handled the crisis. We need people who are dexterous, who can handle the pressure in a crisis. Number two, done with dexterity. If a thing is done with dexterity, it has been done dexterously. That's an adverb. Haven't gotten there yet. The synonym is the word artful, as in a dexterous maneuver. Maybe it's like a stunt plane flyer pilot, and they're doing loop-de-loops and corkscrews and things. So they are a dexterous pilot. 3. Skillful and competent with the hands, as in a dexterous surgeon. And I am starting to have an idea of where this word may have come from. Here we go. Latin dexter, which means on the right side, and it also means skillful. So because most people are right-handed, I guess if somebody was good with their hands, they just talked about them essentially being right-handed. Their skill was on the right side of their body. And so maybe that's where this is coming from, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of. We've got some synonym information for dexterous. Dexterous, adroit, and deft mean ready and skilled in physical movement. Dexterous implies expertness with consequent facility and quickness in manipulation, as in, unrolled the sleeping bag with a dexterous toss. I don't think that really takes a whole lot of skill to unroll a sleeping bag. No. That's not... If you maybe pulling the tablecloth from the table without spilling anything, that might be a dexterous toss or a dexterous pull. Adroit implies dexterity, but usually also stresses resourcefulness or artfulness or inventiveness, as in the magician's adroit response to the failure of her prop won applause. So she was very smart and quick and inventive, and that's why we use the word adroit. Deft, D-E-F-T. This one emphasizes lightness, neatness, and sureness of touch or handling, as in a surgeon's deft manipulation of the scalpel. They are very good with their fingies. dexterously is an adverb, which I did say, and dexterousness is a noun. Dexterous. Am I dexterous in anything? I don't know. I can sort of draw. I guess I'm dexterous at reading the dictionary out loud, because most people don't know how to do that. I learned that the hard way when I would ask people to do it, and I would have to explain everything. But you know what? Everybody reads it their own way. I'm really good at reading it my way. My way. Okay, we have to move on to the next word. Wee 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 woo. Dexter, dextro, this is a prefix, D-E-X-T-R, or it has an O. Number one means right or on or toward the right. Right or on or toward the right, as in dextrorotatory. And that fun word is going to be in tomorrow's episode. Number two, this one is usually dextro, and it means dextrorotatory, as in the example, dextroamphetamine. So the word dextroamphetamine, the prefix actually means dextrorotatory, but the prefix in that word means right or on or toward the right. It's a fascinating little thing of Russian dolls. What are those called? Russian nesting dolls? There's another name, I think. Moving on to the next word. Wee 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 wee. Dextral. D-E-X-T-R-A-L. Adjective from 1646. It means of or relating to the right or inclined to the right. As A, it is the number three definition for the word right-handed. So if you are right-handed, and there's a good chance that 90% of you, 90% of you 50 people are dextral. And so what would that be? 45? 45 of you are dextral. And the other 5 people, 10% are, what's it? It's, let me think. Sinestral. I think it would be sinestral. So there's also a B. So this is of or relating to the right or inclined to the right as B. And this is talking about a gastropod shell. And it's a very long definition. Having the whorls coiling clockwise down the spire when viewed with the apex toward the observer and having the aperture situated on the right of the axis when held with the spire uppermost and with the aperture opening toward the observer. It's all about when you take the shell and how do you position it towards your viewing, towards your eyes, and then depending on that, then it is dextral. Something going to the right. It curls to the right clockwise. Yeah. So just, get a gastropod shell and play around with that. And it does say here at the end, compare to the word sinistral, S-I-N-I-S-T-R-A-L. That would be going to the left, relating to the left, etc. And I just used my brain because I know that sinistra means left or evil in Latin. The next word, wee 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 you wee you, dextrin. This is a noun from 1879. Any of numerous glucose biopolymers of variable molecular weight that are produced especially by the fermentation of sucrose by bacteria are found in dental plaque and are used especially in blood plasma substitutes. The genus name of the bacteria is Leuconostoc. Yeah. So whatever is dextrin, I don't understand what it is. Glucose biopolymers. And when I brush my teeth tonight and floss, then maybe there will be some dextrin that fly out. The next word and the last word, they're all in the same thing. It's a sound effect.
Wee wee wee.
It is dextranase or dextranase. Dextranase. Noun from circa 1949. A hydrolase that prevents tooth decay by breaking down dextrin and eliminating dental plaque. Well, I'm not sure what a hydrolase is, but it must be something that deals with water, and maybe you swish it around your mouth or something in your mouth, because it helps to break down the dextrin, those things that we just learned about, these glucose biopolymers that are in the dental plaque. And then it also just eliminates the dental plaque. Dextranase and dextrin. And the next word in the next episode is actually also pronounced dextrin, but it is spelled a little bit differently. And, you know, it's going to have a real fun definition. You're just going to have to wait for that one until the next episode. So, can you please remind me what the words were that we had today? Well, I sure can remind you. They were dex, dexa, dexamethasone, dexedrine, dexfenfluramine, dexes, dexter, dexterity, dexterous, dexter or dextro, dextral, dextrin, and dextranase. Lots of words that are all about the right. The right-handed people are my sworn enemy because I am a very proud lefty, although I am trying to do things with my right side more so I can be more ambidextrous. We had dexterous, and ambidextrous is dexterity with both sides. Maybe I want to pick dexterous as the word of the episode. Is that what I want to do? I think it might be. I think, I wish I were more dexterous in things, and I don't know if I am. Should we sing a song about that? A little ditty. I wish I was more dexterous. I don't have the dexterity to do a lot of things. The dexterous doesn't come naturally to me. I gotta practice and practice and practice to be dexterous, just like you. That is going to be the end of this episode. Thank you very much for listening. I don't know if I have a lot of other things to say, you know, other than just, hey, I'm glad you're here, and I wish there were more of you, so you can all hear the ridiculousness that comes out of my mouth, because I think that you will, you're going to need that. You're really going to need it someday. All right. We're going to end the episode. Thank you very much for listening. And until next time, this is Spencer dispensing information. Goodbye.